Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, August 5, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98, here along with
Good morning, TNT. It is a wonderful Wednesday morning. We are here. And every time from now on, I'm going to say we don't want to be here. We're here and we don't want to be. No, it's all right. It's all good, guys. And nothing but good stuff ahead for us. All right, Ray, did you send anything out?
No updates went out.
No updates went out because there was nothing to say. Guys, thing is good. The only positive or different thing I can actually tell you guys is there are rumors that Iraq will be here this week for sure. There are rumors that this week may again be our last week. I may have been a week premature in saying goodbye, but I can't wait. And there's still the possibility, I don't know how much, but it's possible that CIA could have finally been right and last Friday was our last Friday together. But we'll see what happens. So we're somewhere in that time frame. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I was discussing it with Ray and another guy this morning. But I've always said it. I think it looks bad for Iraq to come here and then do the RV. Because it looks like they had to come and ask permission to do the RV. So I think as a country itself, it would make more sense for them to make the announcement and then come and be that sovereign nation that they want to be and say they made that decision. Don't mean it's going to happen like that. Also, it doesn't mean it's going to happen while they're here. But we're closer to that possibility. I know the banks do believe we're in another window of opportunity, and they are preparing for something. And you know, is at the back of the bus. Matter of fact, they ain't even got on the bus yet. So, but that could happen at any moment in time because they are prepared and they spent all last week getting prepared. Just sent their people back to the bank Monday. And so we wait. Matter of fact, let me call them while we're doing this. All right, Ray, let's get started. I'm going to text them real quick.
Okay. And let me point out real quick, if any of you are trying to call in so that you could ask a question, I cleaned that line up some, so at least there's enough space for you to get in.
Wait, does that mean you kicked people off already? We just started.
Well, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some folks just didn't really get understand the English language. You know, because it says to ask a question, call in on that number. And I know there's like a small few that's the only way that they can access. So I'm not talking to them, the ones that only way that they can access the call. But that's not 100 people in that situation. It's only a few. And the rest of them just lazy butts that won't follow instructions. We ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Super Glide 95 says, on Friday, July 31st, Ray said that your irrevocable trust owns the currency you are exchanging and you will exchange it into the trust. How do I get the trust to own the currency when it has been purchased in my name? Do I transfer it in? Because the current value is substantial even before the RV, would I incur some kind of tax event? No kind of tax event that I know of, and yes, you would transfer it in if you are the grantor creating the trust. Little Dog says, okay, pardon me if this was asked and answered recently in a call. It was recommended years ago that one put one's proceeds in a non-interest account, then have them swept from that account into another account open at the same bank, apparently to make the funds not revealed to federal officials. Is this something either or both of you currently recommend, and can you explain your reasoning for a yes or no answer?
Listen, something like that was said, but not exactly the way that you just put it. First of all, I'm never, ever, ever, not never, ever, will come on a live call, and I'm saying this specifically, and tell you how to hide money from the government. That just doesn't even make sense to me for somebody to do something like that. So the reasoning behind it didn't even make any sense. Now, what we said was, and I said, and let me throw this in there. I like when Ray starts a question when they say, Ray, you say it. I'd be like, woo, thank you. But anyway, I said, yes, if I exchanged my money into an account and I didn't want anybody involved in that transaction to know, then when I got to my wealth manager, I would transfer all my money to a new account so that my wealth manager and myself were the only two people who knew where that was transferred to, had copies of the documents, everything else. Because I know a lot of you guys are worried about security, people stealing your money and everything as you go through this transaction. So now you've done that. I have my wealth manager sign that no one associated with the bank, because when you have an account, they get to pass out your information to their partners, third-party vendors, everything else. I'm specifically going to say no one gets my information and no one contacts me without going through you first. Because, again, once the bank does that, all their partners, third-party vendors, all contacting you when they know you have that kind of money and say, oh, well, we're part of the bank. But the bank gave us your information. You didn't tell them not to. So that's what that whole scenario was about. Nothing to do with hiding money from any government officials. You want to do that, bury it in the backyard. But, all right, what's next, right?
What did it have to do with non-interest bearing? Because those were the two things, non-interest and hiding from the federals.
Okay. You can put it in non-interest bearing accounts. But people do that because they figure the bank is playing with their money or making money off their money, and they aren't getting anything off of it. But this money, guys, we are trying to negotiate an interest rate unlike ever seen before. So you don't even know why you're trying to put it in a non-interest-bearing account. Well, we know, I can tell you they're giving out 10%. Well, I can actually tell you they're giving out over 10% because we got somebody, some people that already got it. So why would I put it in a non-interest-bearing account? You scared the bank is going to do something with your money so you're not going to make money? If the bank is going down, if the bank is going insolvent, believe me, they're taking your money with them. I don't care what you do. All right.
Okay. Chop Time says, Ray or Tony, is it still recommended to separate the dinar into an account of its own when exchanging for potential tax purposes?
I recommend doing it just because they told us that back then, even though, again, nobody has been charged any taxes so far. Nobody that exchanged has been charged any taxes. Not from 10 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, not ones who've recently gone in haven't been told anything about taxes. Matter of fact, you know what? That originally from somebody at the Treasury Department, and I actually still have people at the Treasury Department. So I'm going to re-ask that question today. All right, what's next?
Well, I'll add to that, not only the dinar, but if I get to exchange any ZIM, I'm going to put it in a separate account also
just in case something bounces back.
No, it wasn't in case of taxes. It was in case.
In case something bounces back on it.
Okay. There you go. All right.
BAP. BAP says, in some ways, I feel like Rip Van Winkle. As you recall, he fell asleep and woke up 20 years later waiting for the RV. What advice would you have for Rip if he woke up today? Go back to sleep.
Yeah, today, go back to sleep. It hadn't happened yet. I thought he was asleep for 100 years. Was it only 20 years? Man, he got off lucky.
Yeah.
Just think, though, guys. Listen. I like that scenario. When I first started this, however many years ago it was, because I can never remember, 15, 16 years ago, but right in the beginning, I always said, and I told people then, man, if you spent $1,000 and put in any kind of investment and it took 10 years and you got back $4 million, would it be worth it? Yeah, $1,000 you threw it away 10 years ago, 12 years ago, one morning you wake up, it's $4 million. Would it be worth it? So, yeah, even today, anybody who did that 15 years ago, 12 years ago, the day they wake up and it's going to be worth $4 million, they're still going to say, clearly, the best investment I ever made in life. Bar none. Watch. All right, what's next, Rick?
BBP Dinar says, my question is about security at the exchange locations. Is this an issue that is talked about by the banks?
No, there's some fidiots out there. Most of y'all know what fidiots are. Telling people that there's going to be jets flying over top of you doing your exchange. I mean, you know what, they think F-15s are going to swoop down here and shoot people down the streets? Why you need jets flying over you? There's going to be snipers on the buildings across the street. Honestly. You're coming out the bank with $7,000 in your pocket, going home, your money's in your account, but every time you look up, you're going to see a sniper on the building. Who the hell is he going to shoot? I mean, is that what they do now? The robbers just put snipers up, just start shooting people off? See, they're saying the stupidest mess. It just doesn't make sense. Tanks going up and down the street, doing the 10 days for the exchange. Tanks chase base bank robbers? Do they chase people, hold you up on the street? Or is a tank going to follow you home just to make sure you got home? Or an SUV going to go behind each person? These guys are totally stupid, paranoid, for no reason. The bank is going to have security in the parking lot. I know. They're going to have security in the bank, which is what they typically do anyway, on paydays. So now they're going to do it every day during the exchange. I'm not concerned about security. You're not concerned about anything that happens in the bank. If somebody comes in the bank to rob the bank and you're standing there with $7,000 in your hand, throw it behind the counter. So it's the bank's money, okay? It's not your money. It'll be replaced. That's all. But I doubt. I mean, I'm so overconfident that that's ever going to happen during this process. So, guys, don't let a bunch of idiots get you worried and worked up about nothing.
Also, with all the civil unrest currently going on, is there any threat that we need to know about or prepare for?
So the possibility of people marching in the streets, protesting in the streets, standing in front of buildings having anything to do with you is probably zero to none. So this has been going on for months now. For months. While they stand in front of courthouses, stand in front of government buildings, stood and tore down statues and all kind of things, not once have you heard about one single person going into a bank. Not one of them. Open, closed, otherwise. Not one. And I wouldn't be concerned about it now. Not once. If they came out and said during the riot, 50 people or 500 people got robbed, got their pockets picked, got kidnapped, or anything like that. And I'm not even worried about hearing it. What's next?
Okay, continuing. Finally, with the way information is so freely available, should we plan to take a rental car to the location so that prying eyes can't take our license plates and look up our residence?
Okay. A lot of people have said they were going to do that over the years. But you know what? If I had that type of information that I could look up your license plate number, I can look up the rental information just as well. So I don't know what difference that it makes. But if it makes you feel comfortable and that's what you want to do, guys, if you go in a bank, go in the back room, do your bank transaction, come out and get in your car, who knows what you did? Who knows how much it was? Who knows if you got $500 in your pocket or $5,000 in your pocket when they weren't back there to witness it? So what are they going to do, follow every car home? They still don't tell them anything. So let's be more realistic, guys. And again, I think you're worried about nothing. If you're that concerned about it, take your whole family with you when you go to do your exchange. Make them wait out in the car. Then they'll be there when you get there, and you'll feel safe. I mean, I'm just not that concerned about these type things. Because we've got more things to be concerned with before the RV and after the RV, and that is how you're going to put your money to work so that you can create a legacy for your family. Those are the type of things you should be worried about.
RV. This does bring up a concern that ties in with a lot of what I've been communicating to folks. Who's going to know what you did? The ones you did it with. The people that actually executed the transactions. Now, they're going to know. Now, that takes us back to the story where the gentleman went to the bank and withdrew. It was either $8,000 or $10,000. I forget the dollar amount. But who came to pay him a visit that night at 8:30? The very bank person that did the transaction for him, that gave him the cash money. Because he knew that he had it. He gave it to him. Went to pay him a visit that night at 8:30 to relieve him of it. That in and of itself, to me, is a good reason why I tell you guys, on exchange day, what do you need to walk out with a wad of cash for? Because somebody, if nothing else, the employee at the bank is going to know that you have it because they just gave it to you. And then some of you are just going to take it home and make it rain. You didn't even have a real purpose for it other than just you want to have a wad of cash. So just think about that. Something to think about. Sunstar says, if I invest in a pre-IPO, is there a minimum investment you have to make to be accepted in the pre-IPO and a time limit after the official IPO before you can cash out?
Everybody does their IPOs different, but you can look it up, Google, and get all the information about IPOs. You do usually get a different series stock, and it's usually 6 months before you can cash it out. But here's the beauty. And again, guys, great questions, but that's the information you should be spending your time doing right now if that's what you want to do. Those are the questions you should be preparing your wealth manager for when it comes time. Because there are going to be some IPOs throughout the rest of this year. And early part next year, when the economy is back, there's going to be ample opportunity for IPOs. But an IPO, if you can get in pre-IPO, the chances are you're going to make some money because it's going to go up. But even if it comes down back to the original rate it came out at, or even slightly below it, you probably still made money. And it's going to be 6 months out there. It'll go up and down a couple of times. But this is how you guys make money. You guys who have real money. You get in pre-IPO and get your position, A-series stock, get restricted stock, whatever. And then you get in during the IPO. Okay. I already bought pre, and I'm already in line to be 1 through 10 through 100. First ones right in there again. Those stocks I can buy and sell immediately. Just something to think about. All right, what's next, Ray?
Samadhi says, if we are offered a 10% interest to leave money with the bank, why do anything else as far as investing?
I mean,
because 24% sounds a whole lot better than 10 to me. That's why I would do something else.
Well, I'm going to do it because I want to be diversified. Guys, very simple. If I went in with all my money and I took 30% of it, maybe even 40% of it, and I did a deal with the bank at 10, 15%. Just think of that. Let's do 120 million. Probably just sound ridiculous to a lot of people, but whatever it is. I'm just doing it because the numbers are easy. So we do 120 million, and I say give me 10% a year on my 120 million. It's $12 million a year. I want to be paid monthly. That's $1 million a month on my money, but it's sitting there. But the other 60%, I want to get paid 10, 15% on it for sitting in the bank because I'm letting you play with it all. I know what the overnights are. I know you're going to do other investments. I know fractional banking. You're going to get 10 times the money, so you're benefiting off of it anyway. So I want to hold 10%, okay? And now I'm getting paid monthly. So that's not my money. That's the interest. That's my money's money. And I'm putting it right back in the bank. So it's new deposits for them that they get to multiply times 10 again. I mean, walk through the numbers with somebody. But I also now get to take some of that money and put it in IPOs and not make 10%, but make 300, 400% on my money in a 90-day period of time, 60-day period of time. Whatever it is for that IPO, whatever it is for that business opportunity, whatever it is for that company in the 3D industry that I want to move that money over to. Because now it's making me more than that 10, 15%. But it just depends on what you need to do and how you want to do it. You know, if I did 30% on 120, I'm getting $1 million a month. For 15 years, I can live off that. Every month, I got $1 million to go blow and it's not affecting my money at all. Every month, I got $1 million to share with my friends. I mean, who cares, right? Because next month, I'm going to get another million. And after that, and this is for the next 15 years. And if all said and done, at 15 years, I still got $120 million. That I could do it another 15 years with or go do something else. So those are your options. I got friends who are listening to this call right now, and they tell me, Tony, that's you. I ain't doing none of that. I'm taking my money. I'm going to sit down for 2 months in Hawaii, in Fiji, in Cancun, and, you know, all over, because they're going all over so they get rid of their spouses. They're doing this. And then I'm just going to come back and relax. I said, I'm not doing all that. And I'm spending my money. And I say, okay, because that's what they want to do. I'll say things like, I'll say, well, what about the family? What about the future? What about the legacy? And they look me right in my eye and said, you know what? I got mine. They can get theirs. I said, okay, because that's how you feel. So it's not the same thing for everybody. You have to decide what your plan is, what your goals are, and then let it work for you. All right? Good?
That takes us to live callers.
All right.
First one is 209 area code. You are on.
Did you say 209?
I sure did.
Woo! You guys are awesome. Thank you for everything, as everybody says. I was so excited Monday because it was my birthday and I got the birthday song. There was a couple of questions I forgot to ask, and you did already answer a couple. So that limits it down. In the 8 years I've been covering this, there's been many different scenarios, so I'm sorry if there's going to be a repeat of some of the questions. I think we have established that the dinero is to be in a separate account. Back in my 17-year-old mind, it was also said Zim and Dong in one account. Then I remember hearing dinero, Dong, and Zim each separate account. Can you clarify for me, please? I'm sorry for asking it again.
Okay, so initially when we started this, they said to put our dinar in a different account because it might be taxed, where they felt the other ones weren't going to be, or none of it's going to be taxed. But if it was, put it in a separate account. Wait, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. But the dinar wouldn't be taxed, but the rest of it might be. So, and again, there's, I got this from people at the Treasury Department, so they would tell me to put it in a separate account. Better safe than sorry. So as we come along with the ZIM, hold on a second. As we come along with the ZIM, our committee guy is telling us that if the bank gives us money for the ZIM, they're going to come and take it back. Ray is saying, well, I'm going to put that in a separate account. I want to know exactly what it is, how much interest I got paid on it, everything else. For those two reasons is why that was said today. Some people, and as far as I know so far with exchange, haven't cared about any of it, and they put it all in one account.
Okay. I'm looking at my thing here. Money's sitting there times 10 interest on that account. Can you tell me the significance? I don't understand the significance of Iraq being the USA, because you're saying it would have been better if they were doing it after, but they're doing it before. So what is the significance of them being here in the USA?
They're supposedly coming here to finalize the new agreements between the U.S. and Iraq. The big thing is, are the soldiers leaving? They stay in? How long are they staying? How are they going to phase them out? Those kind of things. But it's not the only thing. It's the aid that we're going to give them, both people, to medical, financial aid, education growing. It's the businesses coming to the country. So it's a whole lot of things that's going to be covered. And lately they made sure everybody knows this is not just about soldiers leaving Iraq. But the thing about it is, you've already met with all these other countries. Everybody knows you're about to revalue your currency. So now, and the people who do know, in the know the U.S. has blocked it every time for the last 10 years that you have traveled. So I said, it simply looks like you're going there now to get permission to do it. directly from him. As I was talking to somebody this morning, you know, I said, it looks like he's coming over here to kiss his feet and say, hey, can you please let us do this, that, you know? Because the U.S. is in charge of it. Can't deny that. And I said kiss his feet. Other people said to kiss his ring, to do whatever, to show that, hey, can you please let us do this? And, guys, regardless of how we put it and say it, everybody knows the U.S. has veto power. Everybody knows this was a U.S. plan that was put together when Bush and Blair put it together to start with. It was always the U.S. plan, always needed U.S. approval. President Obama changed it. It wasn't just about the money. I want to see your country actually grow, become a democracy, so you guys get educated. I want to see some of this corruption cleaned out, everything else that we all see now being done. So he's changed the rules, and now they're hoping, hey, you know, we've done enough. We're clearly showing everybody that we're doing everything you wanted us to do for the last 10 years is now coming true, so do it. But again, if they're looking at their own people and they want to say we're a sovereign nation, then I would do it before I came here. I wouldn't come here and announce it saying, you know, America still gave us permission to do it, because that's going to be used against him as soon as he goes back. Maliki, Amiri, everybody else is going to start saying he went over to get the U.S. permission. We should run our own country. So he can either come over here and do that. He can come over here, get permission, and then say, well, I'm not even going to do it till next week. So it still looks like it was my decision. But we'll see what happens. They think it's going to happen by Friday. So either he's still here Friday or he's not. But we'll see. That's
so
the significance. Did you understand all that?
Yes. So do you think the RV will, if he is here on Friday, could still take place while he's here?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just said I was him, I wouldn't do it. I didn't say he's not going to do it. I said I don't want it to look like it was my decision, even if it wasn't. I want to say that we're a sovereign country, and I do it for a sovereign time. But, hey, it could still happen. People who think it's going to happen, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm going to hope that you're right and they're right. When I first got involved in this 8 years ago, I believe there was like 1 million people in the United States involved in this. How many are involved now, do you know, approximately?
How many did you say?
I think when I first got involved with this, it was like 1 million people.
Wow.
But now how many are there involved in the United States?
I've heard as many as 10 million people have dinar. With some of it being, you know, 20,000 dinar, 50,000 dinar. With the majority of those 10 million people only having 100,000 dinar or less is the way it was put, with the majority.
Okay. What about worldwide? How many do you know are involved in this?
I have no idea. No idea.
Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions. I thank you. Oh, no, there's one more. 12/31 of 20. If there was an if there was a tax and we put 50% aside and we worked out with our wealth manager to give us like 15% on that, which would be good. After 12/31, we're not responsible for a tax after that, are we? We'll know either way, correct?
What do you mean you're not responsible for your tax?
No, I mean on that, if it were to be taxed or not to be taxed, 12/31/20 is the key date to know whether it is or isn't and what we can do with that money we set aside.
I would hope so. But they may come out in March and say, hey, all that money you made last year, it was all taxable. Put it on your tax. I don't know. You're going to have to talk to a tax professional. Ask them those questions. of what the deadline is and everything else. I can't tell
deadline.
You.
Deadline. Okay. Yeah. Guys, again, thank you so much for everything. I'm out.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Bye. 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again,
hi.
Appreciate your helping us connect the dots. Good morning to you, and good afternoon to you, Ray. Just to be sure that we're hearing what you're saying and reading between the lines, you had indicated your banking sources saying that we are in another window of opportunity, that the comment of hoping that last week's Friday call might well have been the final Friday call, that seems to me a 48-hour window or less. Am I reading and hearing between the lines and reading between the lines as you were trying to convey?
Well, what you were doing is knowing I was talking specifically or especially to you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, every time I hear CIA on the news or anything like that, my ears perk up. I'm like, okay. And it's not me that they're talking about. So I want folks to be clear on that. So, okay.
No, okay. Sometimes I'm talking about the real CIA. I mean,
right.
That's what I am. The CIA. So, yeah, they still think that it's going to be this week, guys, or this weekend, because that's what they're preparing for, everybody except for Texas. But I'm saying that, again, bankers are there. They're in place. They're telling their people that. And money is being shipped around all around the country in preparation for it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it is what they're preparing for.
Okay. And just be sure that I heard what you just said, that you are saying that other than in Texas, all other locations, both exchange centers and call centers, the people are in place. It's Texas where at this current time they are not in place.
That is
correct. Is that what you say? Okay.
Yep.
Just checking, like, to be sure on all of these. And 10 days from whenever this may well happen, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project would be. And that sure would be nice to be able to do this by mid-August. I mean, 10 days from now, you know, middle of the month.
Sure would. Okay.
So wealth coming to us Wednesday, and may this be our last Wednesday call pre-RV. So how about that?
All right. Let's cut it down.
We are. The window of opportunity. We want to get it very small and very pointed. So appreciate it ever so much, and have yourself a great afternoon. Take care, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 714, Erico, you're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. This is Robert from OC. I wasn't sure if I could have a call because of the storm situation. And Ray, did you get hit very hard, or did you come through smelling like a rose?
Smelling like a rose.
Fantastic. All right. Way to go. All right. On the close of Monday, Tony mentioned that there was a message about the dinar no longer being on the CXI side, Currency Exchange International. It's no longer on their currency list, which I think is extremely interesting. And the rupiah and the dong is still there, but not the dinar. It was there previously, along with the other two. So it's not just because they can't get it. There's got to be some other reason for it, in my mind anyway. So,
okay.
You're talking about the IPOs, and IPOs, I agree, are a very interesting item to invest in. But like you were saying about the lockup period, make sure that everybody who goes into those are very cognizant of the lockup period, whether it's 6 months, 3 months, whatever it is, because that can have a big bearing on what you actually receive when you do exchange your shares for money. Are there any updates on the rates?
No, he said all he had was the ZEM rate. The other rates are still grayed out.
He's still 11 to 33, I assume?
Yep.
Okay. Frank has been beating the drum on this 100 dinar note, and then Delta picked it up. So I tried to look and tried to find it. I couldn't. Do you have any information on that?
There are a lot of people talking about it. Nobody's actually seeing it anywhere. So maybe it's something that's in country or somewhere that they've seen it. I haven't seen it. Any new 100 notes? Nothing out about it this week. My guys over there haven't said anything about it. It would make sense. So I can tell you guys, just like our Treasury is printing $100 bills, that's what they're going to use for most of during this exchange. That's what's going to happen in Iraq. The money's going to go three times its value, and the $100 bill is going to become significant over there because that's what they're going to use. So it makes sense that they'd be printing more of them. I just haven't seen them.
Well, the only place I could find it is on the ISO list. I didn't realize there was an ISO standard for currency, but the ISO standard for currency is 4217, and Iraq is code 368. And they do show a $100 note on there as being part of their currency denominations. But that's it. The CBI site, I can't find it on there. But I'm also not able to log in as a member. But they show the 250, but they don't show the – and the 50, they don't show the 100. So thought you might have something about that. But all right. And other than that, everybody have a rest of a marvelous, wonderful Wednesday. All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care. 828 area code, you are on.
Hey, Jace, I appreciate everything you do. Get straight to the point because there's many colleagues
on. Wait, hold on. Hold on, you're sounding really muffled. I can't understand you.
Give me a second. Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was in my earphones. All right, I'll get straight to the point so we get as many calls as we can in here. I wanted to ask you, as far as, you know, I want to make 50% off of my money. And in doing that, is it wise to go ahead and purchase my house and any cars or anything of a significant amount and just purchase it so it's mine? Or if I could get, you know, a 1% loan for the bank, get that other 14% off of my of what I have in the bank right there. What would you do in that situation?
Okay. Now, I'm thinking me and Ray will probably do two different things. Okay. And then I'm going to say on a dollar amount. Personally, I just paid off because I don't like owing anybody anything myself. And I'm going to put my money to work. Give me money with that, but that's just me. Now, if I had $500,000 or if I had $1 million and I wanted to buy a house, do I get it financed or do I pay it off in cash? With that amount of money, I get my house financed at the lowest possible rate I can, 1-2%. While the bank is giving me the highest rate it can on my money. Does that make sense to me now? What kind of balance it? Plus, my money is still available to me to use throughout the next 30 years to make money with. Because once I pay my house off, it's gone. As long as I got that extra $300,000 or $400,000 that I can invest throughout the year, I might be making 50% on my money through other opportunities where I wouldn't be if I was just taking my balance, you know, or only had a smaller balance because I paid off my house. Because I can be using that money to make money. So, again, if I was $1 million, $2 million, it depends on what kind of house you want to buy. It would make sense to get a low 0-1-2% interest rate, and then get your 14-15% on your money, or even 10, because you're still making money, but your money is still available to you. Now, the only bad part about it if you screw up your investments, if you get involved in the wrong thing, somehow you lose it, you're also going to lose that house because now you can't afford it.
Right.
Right?
All right, that all makes sense. That's great. Yeah. Obviously, you know, this is the guy that's always trying to use the bank's money to instead of my own. My next question is, would you invest a large portion of your money in tangible things such as precious metals or real estate, things like that, or would you split up your money into several different banking institutions and investment platforms?
Well, I can tell you right now you're not getting in platforms like that. But anyway, if I had the choice between platforms and material things, I choose platforms because the money comes back in greater quantities more often in platforms than it is real estate, gold, whatever. Gold, silver, real estate are long-term investments that make you feel good about yourself but really don't pay you anything. You're going to make a couple hundred dollars a year, a couple thousand dollars a year. Real estate. Nobody I know has bought a house for $300,000 and then 4 years later sold it for $600,000. Real estate doesn't increase like that unless we have a recession or something and you're buying it dirt cheap. But just normally those are long-term investments. When people buy them for the next 20, 30 years to have income. I'm looking for my money to go to work, work hard, make much as it can, as fast as it can, and me to enjoy it as often as I can. So, excuse me, platforms are great if you can get in there, but if I couldn't get in a platform, there are other opportunities. I'm looking at 90 to 100 IPOs every year when they go through. I'm looking at smaller businesses I can go into, refinance, get out of, and make a whole lot of money a lot faster than I do in gold, silver, or any other minerals, and especially in real estate. You know, you can make real estate buying houses for under $100,000, $200,000, going in, putting $30,000, $40,000 worth of work on it, waiting 3 or 4 months on the market for it to sell, so you can make $30,000, $40,000. That's a lot of work for peanuts to me.
Yeah, I get you. And I said platforms. I meant opportunities, investment opportunities. But you did address that and answer that. And as far as real estate goes, I would probably be more of getting rentals. But, again, I think still the investment opportunities, you're going to make money quicker, like you say. Sure. My last question is for Ray. Ray, can I lump all of my money at my initial exchange meeting into one trust, divided up afterwards into several trusts? That's the first question. And what do I need to come in prepared with to be able to open that trust under my management / ownership?
What do you mean you say come in prepared with? Come in where?
When I come in to do the exchange, I mean, I thought I heard somebody say an EIN number.
You need more than that. You need to be educated. No disrespect.
Okay.
But
all right.
You don't listen to what you hear a lot of people say because they haven't done it, and the ones that have done it have already regretted it. I'll say that from just people that I've talked to. So don't listen to just people saying, "Oh, yeah, just get an EIN number and do this and do that." They don't know what they're really getting themselves into. Yes, it's extremely easy to get an EIN number, but you still have to know what you're doing and know why you're doing it. So the first part of your question, sure, one trust can branch off other trusts, but you have to make sure that they all serve the first trust. It can't be branching off other trusts that's going to serve other entities or other purposes.
Okay.
But on exchange day, if you don't have a trust already created, don't go in thinking you're going to create one on exchange day to dump all this money in. Just do it in your name. Learn the entities, learn the trust, learn what it is you need to do, and then move the money later. That would be my advice.
Okay. And do you have any books or any audios or something that I could listen to that could help educate me on this?
No, I do not. There's probably something out there on the internet that you could probably find, but I don't have any particular ones that I would tell a person, read this or read that. It's just on the internet or in the libraries. But you're still, I'm personally convinced you're still going to need professional help to put that together.
Understood.
And that
okay,
professional
I appreciate
help should
you,
help
Ellis,
you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. 714 area code, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on.
Good morning.
Yes, do you have any information or advice for a 501c3 nonprofit that would be exchanging that would be different from individuals exchanging?
I don't.
I don't. Process
so,
should be the same. You just go in and do the exchange and put the money in the account that belongs to the 501c3.
I'm in Federal Reserve District 12, and a nonprofit is in District 10. Is there any information as to whether I'd have to make two appointments and two exchanges or any possibility of that being combined or something I have to ask at that time?
You ask that when you call to make your appointment. Tell them who you are, what you're representing, and what you're trying to do, and they will direct you.
All right. Now, we're not expecting any taxes on this, but if there were to be, would you expect that this would be in writing, that the tax stability status would be in writing at the exchange?
Okay,
not
now you're shifting.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, not at the exchange, but you were asking for a 501c3. So now you're talking about for you personally?
Correct.
We started off talking 501c3 activity, and then you went to a tax. Okay. Yeah, like Tony said, well, not at the exchange, you're not going to be taxed. If there's a tax, you'll learn about it post-exchange, and there won't
not
be any withholding of. Yeah, that's what probably
you're
a post-exchange. You'll learn about it afterwards. If there's a tax,
yeah.
We'll all learn about it after the fact.
If there's
I find
a tax.
It,
yeah, if there is one.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that the government would turn loose of millions of dollars. It'd be like Las Vegas or the Lotto or CCH. They're going to withhold half of it, and you'd never even see it, I would imagine.
So, see, here's the difference, sir. Those lotteries, people are winning something. Somebody's giving another person something. This is an exchange. Nobody's giving you anything. You walking in with that money. You just want to exchange it for U.S. dollars. So how are they going to hold back something? It's your money when
okay,
you walked in.
More importantly, guys, years ago when we were told that the government already took the taxes out before we got our rate. So they pre-taxed the money. So either that's going to be true or we're going to get taxed later. But so far, they're saying they pre-taxed the money. So we shouldn't have to worry about it.
All right.
Makes sense. Now, if we cannot wire transfer or should not wire transfer more than $500,000 during the first 30 days, is there any way of being able to sweep our funds from the exchange bank into another bank?
Well,
or do
you
we
can
have
do,
to wait?
No, you can transfer the money over from bank to bank. It's not what they're concerned with. They're concerned with you sending Ray $5 million. What's this all about? Or
which I will gladly accept.
$50
million. But just wait 30 days before you do it.
To Canada or, you know, out of the country. Or, you know, they're going to have to track and make sure. Because what they do know is a lot of people are getting this money who shouldn't have this money. And a lot of people are going to do some very stupid things with the money. And they're trying to catch them. So they're going to be looking at every transaction, especially the first month. That the bank's responsibility is when you go in to do your exchange, and which will happen whether you guys like it or not, they're going to identify accounts that they think Homeland should watch, that they think UST should watch, as people who they know, the type of business they've done, how they present themselves, they're going to be able to, because that's how they pick who they watch. The bank has to fill out the form, say, this is a suspicious account. And trust me, they're going to do that for a lot of people. For a lot of people. So they'll be up front. But then certain dollar amounts will trigger that. You walking into the bank every day saying, give me $5,000, $5,000, $9,000. I guarantee you, you're going on the list. So there's a lot of little things you have to look at, all right?
That last point, Ray mentions that people call in on this question line and don't ask questions. It may be like me, kind of dumb. I called in, there was no announcement, never been any announcement on the line that you have to press 1 in order to ask a question. So Ray may have these people sitting on the line from time to time and not asking questions. It may be that they don't realize they need to press 1.
Oh, you mean
thank
Ray
you
being
much.
Mean for no reason? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
You said Ray just being mean for no reason?
To be years ago, there was an announcement that told you press this for that and whatever. The instructions and directions were announced, but now there isn't. On this new system, there's no announcement as to you have to press this or that.
Okay. So you're saying there's some that may be calling in on the question and answer line with a question, but just don't know how to ask it.
Not able to ask it. That's correct.
Right, from the technical part. Okay, I'll accept that. Yes. Okay. So now we've got it covered. You just brought it out. Press 1, right? To raise your hand.
Maybe you were trying to keep it secret.
Oh no, that's fine if people know. Okay, so it's press 1. Correct me if I'm wrong now, it's press 1 to raise your hand, right?
Correct.
Press 1, okay.
And then it will, it will tell you that you're in the host queue.
You're in the queue, right. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for persevering with us all these years. Appreciate it very much.
Sure. All right.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
All right.
610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Good afternoon,
hey,
sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748. Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you out there who have sent in donations in the past. Those of you who will send in donations today and in the very near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. And with that, I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right.
All right, Ray.
281 area code. You
hello,
are...
Ray.
Hello,
Tony. How you guys doing?
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree.
Good. Where is Tony?
My phone don't work no more. What you want to
do? I ain't fooling with you. I'm going to ask my question. You need to stop your marriage. Oh, Lord. You too much. Okay. So my first question. I know that you mentioned this, but with all of the maybe talks going around in Denar Land and all of that, what would make us here in the U.S. think that when Iraq comes, they could possibly announce, well, I wouldn't say announce the rate, but discuss the rate? What, in your opinion, what would make us feel like that could be one of the things that would be discussed? Because, I mean, are there articles out
okay.
on any of the stuff?
Here's the reality.
Okay.
No, here's the reality, but nobody wants to talk about, shouldn't be a factor, but probably absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
So, is the U.S. military staying in Iraq? So,
mm-hmm.
without the U.S. military in Iraq, Iran could take over. China can now take over, influence it, Russia, anybody else. So, do we do the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar for the globe and what's our country and rely on it and then walk away from the country and it just go downhill? I wasn't going to use another word, but it just goes downhill and we have no influence, no say so, whatever. And our agreement with the revaluation is that the U.S., with all the money it has and all the oil we're supposed to buy, will be over a period of 30 years. Well, mm-hmm. next 30 years, everything could change if we're not there to influence it or
uh-huh.
enforce it one way or the other. So that's part of the deal. So we got to
okay.
look at, do we give Iraq all this money so we let it go through, not knowing if the corruption is over with, not knowing if the plan is really to relieve or remove Maliki and Amiri and all those Iranian puppets. But as we see, Al-Kazimi is doing replacing them right now and going
mm-hmm.
up to June. So is he truly standing by what he said versus what they did? So far he's had. He has. So we have to make sure our negotiation says, this is what you're going to do for the Kurds, because regardless what you idiots do in Baghdad, we know the Kurds are on our side. So we're ensuring the Kurds get what they want so they will stay on our side. That's part of the discussion. This is where we're going to have the troops at. We can make it look like we are leaving the country when all we're doing is going to the world's largest embassy, which is in Kurdistan. So we can make a hop, skip, and jump whenever we want to. But we'll make arrangements on how we're going to word it so that all those with Iranian influence have to be satisfied with it, even though they don't like it. It's going to look like now Kazemi won. Did what he said he's going to do, and still doing the best for the people. So if all those agreements come together, it makes sense for them to let the RV happen. Let's let it happen.
Okay.
Because now we can
mm-hmm.
benefit in the globe. The fact that the banks are preparing, the fact that the Treasury is not only printing dollars for the RV, but is now shipping dollars for the RV, tells me all those things have been accomplished, and they're going to be announced after the meeting Thursday or whenever he comes. Or the Treasury wouldn't have went all out to do what they've been doing for the last 3-4 weeks.
So the meeting should be tomorrow. Wow. Thank you, because that was going to be my next question. Okay, so then if that's the case, then you think that they will release this right away. It won't be a waiting period for them to get back to Iraq or whatever and do what they need to do. The U.S. can go ahead and start over here, or we have to wait until it's released in public before the U.S. releases it.
Oh, no, we have to wait until the CBI makes their announcement.
Okay. So that would be more than likely when they get back to Iraq and do their thing. And is there going to still be like a 10-day wait and all that stuff that we've talked about in the past or not? You don't think so, in your opinion?
No, I would think it is going to be Saturday morning or over the weekend sometime, would be my opinion. If everything was worked out on Thursday, Friday is a holy day. They're going to be on their way back home. So maybe Saturday or Sunday we might see something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my last
Or it could be next Tuesday morning. We'll see. Go ahead.
Okay. My last question is, what kind of criminal would you have to be for them to vet you and put you on the suspicious list where they going to be watching you?
Somebody that's worried about it. How about that?
You need to stop your food. Okay.
Listen, guys, it is easier than you think. Like I tell you, if you go in the bank every day, and you don't even have to go in the bank. You can go in the post office. You can go to Walmart. You can go anywhere. And you wire money every day or 10 days straight, same place. I don't care if it's $2,000 every day, $3,000 every day, or $9,000. Uh-huh. Somebody will say something's going on here. And they're going to fill out that form, and they're going to send it in. And they're going to put you on the watch list. And then they're going to watch every financial transaction that you make. So unless you go in and you explain to the bank exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it, and most of you guys won't have to worry about it, hopefully because your wealth manager will know who you are, then you can look to be put on that list. But people who are wiring money every day or doing a bunch of cash transactions like that, they're trying to hide those transactions for a reason.
So what if you go in and get money, what do you call it, not money orders, but cashier's checks, if you want to do large transactions for like a house and car or whatever, you know, I'm just saying, you could do that.
They want you to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The only time you get suspicious activity is when it involves cash.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As long as it's a wire, a check, cashier's check, something they can follow the money trail, they don't care. You can do that every day.
All right. Okay, well, I'm none of those then. I'm not going to be wiring money because I don't know anybody to wire money to every day.
I don't know. You're asking about it. You must plan on doing something.
Look here, man. Don't mess up my opportunity. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And those are my questions for today. Let's hope this weekend or at least into next week will be our time. I'm ready. All right.
All right.
Have a good day.
You have a good
day. Bye.
And I believe you slipped in, too, after your last one. But
I did. I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry.
Bye. 805, Erico, you're on.
Hey. Good morning and good afternoon, you guys.
Good morning.
I'm going to say this, and 90% of it is in jest, but Ray reminds me of my old drill sergeant. It's yes, sir, no, sir, and you are
right. Hey, and he's never been in the military. You're right.
But, yeah, It's like, how high do you want me to jump? I've been investigating the tax situation. Talked to a tax lawyer. I've talked to a tax accountant. And a currency transaction that is done as an investment is subject to a lesser percent rather than what you're talking about, 50%. I believe it's 15 or 17. I forgot. And then they both said that in the situation that our states are in, that there's a very good possibility that our transaction would be taxed statewide. What are your comments? And I guess this is to the drill sergeant.
The currency law as we know it right now says anything over a $200 profit is taxed.
That's
right. What it says. So we're not doing this, first of all, as do what?
It's taxed at a capital gains rate, though.
Right, capital gains rate. Okay. So we're not doing this as an investment, first of all. It's simply a currency exchange. And that's what you want to say. I'm just doing a currency exchange. I'm not doing I'm not cashing out my investment or anything like that. If it were true, then yes. If the state taxed it, the Fed would tax it. No way around it.
Yeah.
But what we're being told and what I have been told over the years, this transaction is going to be exempt because it was taxed prior to us receiving the money. So far, as I've said, nobody I know who has an exchange over the years has been taxed on any of this money. Not that it won't change when me and you go, but so far, nobody has been taxed on any of the money.
All right. I just want to get that clarification. And again, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
754, area code, you are on.
Hi, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Ray, I'm glad you made it through the hurricane without any problems. I have a couple questions. Back to what you said about the account when you go to the bank, about putting it in one account and then having your wealth manager or private banker transfer it to an account that only he sees. At the exchange, isn't it the wealth manager or the private banker that you negotiate with that is going to put the money into the account? And at that point, would you be telling him this cannot go, you don't want this information privy to anybody else in the bank?
Okay. You have to know at the exchange, that may not be your wealth manager, may not be your private banker. It's somebody working at the exchange center who is a wealth manager or private banker. You want to set that up with your own wealth manager.
Okay. Okay, I understand that. The other thing is when you get to the exchange, if you have certain debts that you want money transferred, wire transferred to pay them off, such as credit card debts,
would that raise
a red flag or you can't do it?
You're not doing that during your exchange. You're going to do the exchange only, set it up, and then you go set a meeting at a bank or with your private banker to do those type transactions.
Okay. And what about the perks? Will that be discussed at the exchange or is that discussed with your private banker or wealth manager?
You can discuss those with the wealth manager right there to make sure you receive them as part of your deal.
Okay. And if I remember correctly from years ago, some of the items on that list, if you wanted them, such as, let's say, concert tickets or the hours on a private plane, things of that nature, does that become taxable income to you from the bank once they fulfill those perks for you or when you take advantage of them?
You have talked to the tax man.
Okay. All right. That pretty much answers my questions.
Okay.
I want to thank you for your time. And, Tony, I just want to know, did you ever get a chance to watch that movie, Backstabbing for Beginners?
I didn't. I thought about it yesterday, though, but I was kind of busy all day. But I did think about it yesterday. So maybe I'll get a chance to watch it today. But I am going to watch it.
All right. When you
I gotta
were talking
go on my
about
list.
The Kurds and the relationship, that kind of is in the movie as to what Saddam and his regime did to that part of the country and why they're so adamant about being included in the government now, in the parliament. So it really opens up our eyes to everything that went on in that country back then. So it's
okay.
Definitely worth everybody watching. Again, thank you for your time, and hopefully this is our last Wednesday call.
Okay.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
One more thing, Ray. When you do come onto the call, I do always have to hit *1 to be able to ask a question. That gentleman was right. It used to say if you want to ask a question, it hits *1, but with these new phone numbers, it's not there anymore. But it is *1, and that puts you into the queue. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. 507, Erico, you are on.
Hello. Thank you for everything that you've been doing these years.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good morning, sir.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to say that it's my birthday today, and I'd like to hear the birthday song if I could.
Man, I was just getting to tell Ray we had no birthdays today, but here we go. Okay. Well, how young are you today?
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
That does my heart good.
Okay. How young are you today?
69.
Okay.
All right. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
That does my heart good. Thank you. I did have one question. We've kind of gone back to a day here, 3 days here, a week here again. And I'm wondering if the Desert Cowboys are going to quit robbing the banks and start giving to the people.
Well, I don't know. I would love to be Robin Hood myself, you know, or the sheriff getting the crooked cowboys robbing the stage every week and everything. But I do see, you know, how the Wild West eventually became civilized, and it took a while to get all the robbers to stop robbing and government people to change. Well, robbers never stopped robbing. They just became elected officials. But anyway, same thing happened in Iraq. Okay? They're calming them down, slowing them down. They're closing the borders, cutting off every other way, till they get to the elected officials, and it'll be over. But we are hearing change and seeing change right now. We're part of the change.
The people in us need it. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice day.
All right, sir. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. 386 area code. You are on.
Ah, good morning and good afternoon to you, gentlemen. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
How have you been, Tony?
Did you say how we doing?
I like that. Pardon me?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, how have you been, Tony?
Oh, okay. Super fantastic, sir.
That's good. Tony, do we have any new rates on the currency at all, or are they the same as they were about a week ago?
Yeah, the rates are the same. He said they're still grayed out, with the exception of the ZIM at the 33.
Okay, well, that sounds good to me. When do you think this is going to happen, Ray?
That's a good question.
Any idea?
No idea. We're just waiting every day, just like the banks. It's in any day now, so I'm right along with them, just waiting.
So what do you think? What was your opinion? Okay. So we think between now and hopefully, and I say over the weekend it could be, they think it's going to happen this week. So I don't know if this week ends on Friday or Saturday. So Friday for us, or I mean Saturday starts the next week for Iraq, Sunday for us. So hopefully one of them. The banks are still counting this week so far. All right?
Okay, gentlemen.
See
what have a good day, and God bless you and,
all right,
and everyone on this call.
Thank
God
you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. 217 area code. You are on.
Yes. Thank you, Tony and Ray. I appreciate being able to be on. I have a question,
sure,
that family and friends, if they've got 10 dong and a half a million dinar, is that limiting them as to what kind of interest they can ask for, or do they need more?
Oh, yeah. They're not giving 10% interest to just anybody and everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when we say 10%, we're talking about people who have a significant amount of money, because that's what they're paying you for, to leave your money there. So far, the guy I know got over 10%, left $100 million.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't have
if
that.
A guy
I don't have that.
$10 million is probably not going to get 10%.
Yeah, I don't have $100 million, but I intend to leave my money there, so I do intend to negotiate.
Okay, there you go. That's how you have to do it. And you might, I don't know, $10 million might get you 10%. Well, a dollar's going to get you 10%. But anyway, million a year. But it should still get you a significant amount of money to live off of.
Yeah.
Nothing beats a failure but a try. So ask for it all. I want it all. And see where he stops at.
Well, that's the way I'm telling my relatives, too, even though they are smaller than I am. But I said, you got to negotiate, know what you're doing, and wait. Don't be the first man to talk.
That's right.
Let's a minute. I'm reading.
He who speaks first loses.
Yeah. Do we need to have say two of them, so you have a smaller amount if you have to draw something out, or how long of a notice do you have to give them if you need some to take some out of the account?
If you have a private banker or wealth manager, they're probably going to tell you that, you know, give them a day's notice. I need $50,000 tomorrow. I need $20,000 tomorrow, and they'll have that delivered to you. Don't feel like you have to go down there. But if you choose to go into a bank, it probably won't be a regular branch. It'll be one of the wealth branches, which looks like an office building.
Yeah.
It still wants you to give them some kind of notice so they can have what you want available. But that's just a phone call. call your wealth manager, call your private banker. Hey, man, I want to do this, and I need it tomorrow. He's going to say, do you want me to deliver it to you? You want to pick it up?
Okay. Well, that's not going to be too. I don't intend to take any out unless I have something come up that needs to be. But on the other hand, like you was just talking about a while ago, leave it in there and borrow against it because it's going to be less interest. I think you guys have got a lot of wonderful ideas that you put forth to us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God's blessings to you.
All righty.
Okay,
take care.
You too.
All right, sir. We're at the bottom half of the hour. Let's wrap this one up.
Well, guy, I don't know. It's a wonderful Wealth Wednesday, something like that. Anyway, we are here. The movement continues. Yes, I did talk to Texas. They are still at the branch. He did send me a text. We are at the branch, not at the call center or exchange location. But again, that could change in a minute. Other states are at the location. They're still being told they're going. People are still being told they will receive hard cash spendable funds this week, whatever day that might be. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing and getting ready. Instead of having to prepare everybody, we'll be ready to go. So I'm going to do what I always do. Tell you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. If something happens, we'll put it in the forum, tweet it out, do a call if we need to. But regardless, we will be here on Friday if nothing else happens. So with that, enjoy your day and the rest of your week, right?
Okay, just want to remind some and probably inform others. We've had a couple of talks on this call about the lost opportunity. That's basically what it refers to, paying with cash. I did a report. I had the help of a Southeast Florida guy help me put something together a while back, and we posted it on the Internet about paying with cash so that you could compare the difference mathematically and see what lost opportunity would yield. And for those who didn't get a chance to look at that, go to, this is a website address, B as in Bravo, I as in Indigo, T as in Tom, dot L Larry Y Yellow. That's bit.ly/ paying with cash. No spaces. bit.ly/ paying with cash. Go to that site, pull that little document down that we put together, and it will open your eyes to some things that some of you may be missing out on when it comes to lost opportunity and getting interest on your money. So it's a good little document to help people along the way. So if you haven't seen that, go get that and check it out. And we'll be back on our regularly scheduled time for Friday, unless something exciting happens between now and then. So, until then, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Out of the storm, the clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference,
we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And that
that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.